Life Audio.
The Mama Take Heart podcast with Rabrina Rettle is brought to you by Life Audio and is a part of our Faith Toolkit series. For more inspirational, faith-affirming podcasts, visit lifeaudio.com.
You're listening to Mama Take Heart, Understanding Your Gen Z Girl, a show designed to help you be the compassionate, gospel-centered, and influential voice in your girl's life. I'm your host, Rabrina Rettle. What marvelous love the Father has extended to us. Just look at it. We're called children of God. That's who we really are. But that's also why the world doesn't recognize us or take us seriously, because it has no idea who He is or what He's up to. That verse is taken from 1 John 3:1 of the Message. Some say February is the love month. Flowers, sappy cards, heart-shaped candy, and chocolate galore. I don't mind that part. I love chocolate. Well, I've got a blog about the 7 types of love. 7. Who knew? Not I. I knew about 4 types of love for sure, and that the terms derived from the Greek language. So I thought that I was going to name a few and talk about what they represent. How when we show God's type of love, we can let the world know who He is and what He's up to. Let's start with philia. That represents brotherly love, like David and Jonathan. This type of love is found where there is trust, support, and you're with someone that you can have deep conversations and someone with whom you can be vulnerable. Then there's storge, which is a familial love, like family love. It's affectionate, like a parent and a child, or even the love for your pup or kitten. Then there's eros, which is a romantic or intimate type of love. And this type of love is commonly known or described. Then there's pragma. It's a bond that matures over time. It's a purposeful type of love because of shared goals, compatibility, and companionship. And here's one that I hadn't heard of before. Philia. And it is a healthy form of self-love, where you recognize your self-worth. And then, of course, there's agape love, which is unconditional, selflessness, loving the unlovable and the lovable. This is what C.S. Lewis, in his book, The 4 Types of Love, calls charity, seeking the well-being of others more than yourself. Others focus type of love. And this is God's love. We see this in Romans 5:8, where it says, "But God demonstrates His own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us." I think I'll share a few verses that help me think of love as the agape way. One of my favorite verses is from the weeping prophet Jeremiah. Jeremiah was distressed because he'd seen the downfall of Judah and Jerusalem and God's people exiled. His mission was to call God's people to repent so God could cleanse and restore their hearts toward Him. Although God's people had turned from Him, God was still offering His loving tenderness. If only they would seek Him. Jeremiah 31:3, "The Lord appeared to us in the past, saying, 'I have loved you with an everlasting love. I have drawn you with unfailing kindness.'" Now, I love this verse because one reason is I'm a word girl. So I like etymology, which is the study of history or origin of words and how the meaning has changed throughout history. I also like synonyms. I like to hear how words or phrases sound differently depending on which word you use and how you say them. I looked up synonyms for three words found in this verse: everlasting, unfailing, and kindness. So the synonyms for everlasting are indestructible, unrelenting, boundless, immutable, unbroken. God says, I have loved you with an everlasting love. That is a love that is unrelenting, boundless, immutable, indestructible, unbroken. The synonyms for unfailing are never failing, bottomless, inexhaustible. So God says he has drawn us with unfailing, bottomless, inexhaustible kindness. And kindness, the synonyms for kindness are affection, tenderness, selflessness, and concern. So God has drawn us with a bottomless, inexhaustible affection, tenderness, selflessness, and concern. That's the kind of love our Father has for us. And we know this for sure because of the sacrifice he made. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. One thing I used to do with my kids is I would insert their names in a verse. For God so loved, insert name. For God so loved Savannah that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. Insert your name. For God so loved Kelly. For God so loved Jennifer. For God so loved you. Jesus and his ministry shows love, and he shows love to the forgotten.
Look around you. Your family, your faith, they're not in the way. They are the way.
From the creators of Jesus Revolution comes the incredible true story.
It's going to be dangerous and scary and giving up. It's not an option.
The story of one family's journey from down under to center stage. Unsung Hero, a For King and Country film starring Candace Cameron Bure and Terry O'Quinn. In theaters now. Visit unsunghero.movie to learn more. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
What impacts you every day? There is one book that influences almost every aspect of our lives. Museum of the Bible reveals the Bible's impact on your favorite musicians and artists, the way we measure time, social justice, our national monuments, and more. The Bible's impact is all around you. Discover how at museumofthebible.org/impact.
Mark 2:16-17 talks about when the teachers of the law, who were Pharisees, they saw Jesus eating with sinners and tax collectors. And they asked his disciples, why does he eat with tax collectors and sinners? On hearing this, verse 17, Jesus said to them, it is not the healthy who need a doctor, but the sick. I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners. Jesus loves in action. He showed his love in practical ways. He fed the hungry. And I encourage you to read Matthew 25:31-46. I am drawn to verses 34-40. Then the king will say to those on his right, come, you who are blessed by my Father, take your inheritance, the kingdom prepared for you since the creation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you invited me in. I needed clothes, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you looked after me. I was in prison, and you came to visit me. And the righteous will answer him, Lord, When did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you something to drink? And when did we see you a stranger and invite you in, or needing clothes and clothe you? When did we see you sick or in prison and go to visit you? And the king will reply, truly, I tell you, whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers and sisters of mine, you did for me. Jesus is telling us when we show love to others in very practical ways, it's the same as showing love to him. In John 13, 34 through 35, the New International Version, he says, a new command I give you, love one another as I have loved you. So you must love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you love one another. That is an encouraging message in this day and age. I would also encourage you to read Romans 8, 33 through 39. They tell us that there is nothing, absolutely nothing, that can separate us from God's love. Not trouble or hard times, not my past, not my traumas, not my poor choices or decisions, nothing. Verses 38 and 39 really stick with me because they say, for I am sure that neither death nor life, nor angels nor rulers, nor things present nor things to come, nor powers nor heights nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. This February Love Month, and actually all year long, celebrate agape love by allowing yourself to be washed in God's love for you, putting love into action and loving as Jesus did. What a way to show the world who he is and what he's up to. Don't forget, we love because he first loved us. This February Love Month, and actually all year long, celebrate agape love by allowing yourself to be immersed in God's love for you, putting love into action and loving as Jesus did. What a way to show the world who he is and what he's up to. Don't forget, we love because he first loved us. Remember, God is for you and you're not alone. With his spirit, you are filled with courage and strength of purpose. So don't fret, Mama. Instead, take heart.
Mama Take Heart is a production of Life Audio and the Salem Web Network. If you liked what you just listened to, would you take a second and leave us a rating in your favorite podcast app? It really does help more people like you find our show. This podcast is produced by me, Kelly Givens, and Steven Sanders, with executive oversight by Stephen McGarvey. You can find more podcasts like this over at lifeaudio.com.
What do you do when your world is falling apart? How do you march when it would be easier to stay where you are and die? Join me every week on the March or Die podcast, and we'll discuss that and so much more.